The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Sunday night, it's 9:04. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am bringing you Can't Stop the Music, as I do on Sunday nights. It is so lonely here in the studio. It is just me. We had a great fun drive, and I had a wonderful time here last week with Noah, the Reverend Noah. And it was a great week. And during that week, it was my birthday, and I got a great birthday present, which was a fabulous and loving fun drive. And for all of you who have supported the station and shown your love and by donating, but also coming by and talking about what you love about the station, it was one big party, and I loved every minute of it. And I am so honored to be part of this project. So, and then this coming week is Halloween, so this show kind of has a foot in my personal baggage for my birthday, and then it's got a kind of public Halloween extravaganza, because as you know from all the years, Can't Stop the Music is dedicated to loving Halloween in a big way. But I'm going to start with some covers, and they are both... they're appropriate for both seasons. We're going to start with the London Gay Men's Chorus covering Tom Lehrer's The Masochism Tango. Enjoy, and if you want to use the phone, call the studio at 804-649-9737. And if the people, if Mary, Eric, Joe, and Tim are listening, thank you for just a knockout dinner. And if I go into a coma during this show, it is totally based on a delicious dinner. So, without further ado.
Dismember, lash, hey, lash, stitches, whip. masochism tango.
Shoulder,
some other cat looking over his shoulder. Looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange, yeah. Sure he's strange. You better hear me now. You got to pick up every stitch. Say every day, listen to me, go my way now. When I look in my window, what do you think I see? And when I look out my window, so many different people to be, yeah. It's strange.
I'm blue. About a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees just blue like him, inside and outside. Blue is his house with a little blue window and a blue car wreck, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen. I'm blue.
This is Can't Stop the Music. That was Max Rabe and the Palast Orchestra with covering Blue Da BD. A 60-second remix there of Park That MacArthur. And he did leave that cake out. Lou Rawls covering Donovan's Season of the Witch and the London Gay Men's Chorus with the Masochism Tango putting us in the mood for this week's Can't Stop the Music. It's 9:22 here at WRAR. You are either listening on the air or listening over the internet. Either way, we are happy to have you in our listening audience. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, providing unique Halloween costumes, accessories, and decorations to Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow, carrying Manic Panic in special effects hair color, clothing, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Exile is located at 935 West Grease Street, open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 7. For more information, call 804-358-3348. Well, you can check the post. We've begun getting information up there on the web at WRIR.org. The next thing I'm going to play is Marilyn Monroe wishing a happy birthday to Mr. President. And one of the things I observed in doing some research for tonight's program was that is a very popular soundtrack to performances by drag queens. So I do have a selection there up on the tubes and up on the post for the show, and I encourage you to enjoy that and some of the other videos that are after when you click read more. I do try to reward you for the effort of turning on your computer or at least reverting to it. So without further ado, a little bit of celebration of being alive one more year.
Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton, we thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Thank you. I can now retire from politics after having had a happy birthday sung to me in such a sweet, open manner.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, 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 zoom. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? is that bluebird? Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day.
What do you want from life? To kidnap an heiress or threaten her with a knife? What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night? There you sit up, lump in your chair. Where do you sleep, man? What do you wear when you're sleeping? What do you want from life? An Indian review to show you the inner light. What do you want from life? A meaningless love affair with a girl that you met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing alright? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the wild that you love?
Restored Third Reich swizzle stick. Rosemary Baby. A dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams. A Maverick. A Montego. A Mark IV. A Mercedes. A Malibu. A Maserati. A Mac. A Mazda. A moped. A Winnebago. Hell, I've heard of Winnebagos. We're giving them away. Or how about a McCullough chainsaw? A Mexican divorce. A solid gold canister. Or a baby's arm holding an apple.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Bill, Bramden, Stanley, Slipper,
good Frank,
Skippy, the Dicky, Bush Kangaroo,
Bob,
starts with the weather is
great, you know,
Bubba!
It happens every year. We eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's someone you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water and poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, what's the matter, little fam? You think this party is the best? Enjoy it while you can. We'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is a juice. It's gonna take a bit of every genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Ah!
And everything inside, there's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed. Seems that everywhere you look today, there's misery and greed. I guess you know the earth is going to crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Wow!
Happy birthday!
Why should I be frightened of dying? See no reason for it. You got to go sometime.
Well, there you go. Why should I? Well, we won't even go into that. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. It is 9:37. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM. Nothing better than that, huh? Richmond, Virginia. So, you know, birthdays, fear of dying, appeasing the spirits, Halloween, scaring yourself out of your wits. It all goes together, and it's all the end of October for me. So one of the things I wanted to do this evening is bring back an infrequently used feature, the Can't Stop the Music Theater. I did some hunting around, and there was a lot of great, creepy, spellbinding radio shows in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and I pulled this one, Inner Sanctum, with Boris Karloff, and it's going to run about 25 minutes, take us up to the top of the hour, a little over, And but I thought you would enjoy it. And so that's what we're going to listen to now. So, you know, go get yourself a comfy chair, pick up your knitting, and strap on, because this is really, I enjoy it.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries, starring Boris Karloff. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host to welcome you through the squeaking door into the land of ghosts, vampires, and other gay, hilarious people. Friends, are you looking for an apartment? Well, we have just the place for you. It's sturdily built, completely of marble, with cold running water every time it rains. You don't have to worry about the landlord putting you out. The lease is forever. All you have to do to get this little love nest is call your undertaker and get yourself a little bit dead.
Mr. Host, I assure you, no one is the least bit interested in your offer.
But, Mary, just think. Once you're dead, you can appear on Inner Sanctum. You know, we always have a ghost in our story, someone whose voice comes back from the grave and gives advice to our characters. Yeah, sometimes I think our theme song should be "My Mummy Done Told Me."
Well, that's very funny.
And I'll make room for the creepiest voice you ever heard. The curdling kid himself, the star of stage, screen, and radio, Boris Karloff. Tonight's story is called The Wailing Wall. It's an original radio play by Milton Lewis. You'll hear Boris Karloff in the role of Gabriel Hornell. All set, friend. And turn out the lights, curdle close to the fire, and listen. Night. And on the waterfront of downtown Manhattan, the fog creeps in like a crawling cloud. Tucked in between the towering skyscrapers, there's an old rundown mansion. An anachronism. A freak among the streamlined giants. It's the Hornell home. And tonight, leaping tongues of flame from behind the black shutters.
That's it, Johnny.
Is there anybody in that old dump?
The dead old guy lives there, don't you? Gabriel Hornell.
I hope he had sense enough to get out. That place is like a tinderbox.
Yeah, pretty well gone. That's it. Get that horse.
Hey, there is someone in there. Get the action. Come on.
I'm right behind you. Watch. Get out of the way.
Hurry, will you?
They knocked it off. All right, come on in.
You see anyone in there?
No, we can't see.
Hey, there he is.
Oh, the crazy coot. He didn't even have sense enough to get out. Here, grab a short.
Yeah.
No, hold me.
We're just taking you out.
I don't want to go out. Yeah, it's asking you what you want. Come on, Johnny. Before this joint collapses.
Oh, take me out. I can't leave the house.
Hornell, I hope you're feeling... Oh. Mr. Hornell? Mr. Hornell? The head nurse. And hurry. Hello? Hello, this is Nurse Hopkins on the 18th floor. Gabriel Hornell is not in his room. The window is open from the bottom. Yes, I'm sure he did. There's a letter. I know, but I'm sure he's not alive. Oh, the letter? Yes, I'll read it to you. To whom it may concern.
By the time you read this, I shall be dead. There can be no mistake this time. Death holds no fear, no terror any greater than what I've endured in life. For the past 40 years, I've searched for freedom. I hope now I've found it. Even now, as I write, I can hear her voice calling to me as she did that night years ago. I'd prepared everything while she was in bed. Just the last few minute little details had to be completed.
Gabriel? Gabriel, do you hear me?
What do you want?
What are you doing down there?
I'm fixing something.
Well, why don't you come up? I don't want to be alone here. I can't bear to be alone. Come up, Gabriel. What's the matter with you? Why don't you answer me? Oh, you're just doing it for spite. I know you are. Stop that hammering, Gabriel. You know I can't bear that noise. Now stop it, please. Gabriel, will you stop that noise?
Oh. You came down.
Well, of course I came down. Did you expect me to lie there while all this racket was going on? Now, you know I'm a sick woman, Gabriel. What are you doing there anyhow?
You can see.
Well, yes, I can see, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, you've made a huge gaping hole in the wall. Now, what on earth did you want to do a thing like that for?
You'll find out soon enough.
And what are all those things?
Stonemason's tools, cement, plaster.
Well, I never dreamed you knew how to use them. Oh, I'm going back to bed.
No, Agnes.
No?
No.
Gabriel, that rope in your hand.
Yes. I thought carefully about this rope, Agnes. It's the most merciful way. It leaves a little trace, since there's no blood.
Gabriel!
You won't make it difficult, will you, Agnes?
Murder!
It's the only way.
No, Gabriel.
We couldn't go on like this. Your imaginary illnesses, your constant nagging. I have to be free of them, Agnes.
But murder?
This is best for both of us.
No, Gabriel. Send me away. Do anything you want. You can get a divorce. A divorce, there, see? That would solve everything. You could have your freedom.
Stand there, Agnes. Just as you are.
I know. That other woman, Dorothy Carter, that actress. That's why you're doing this. Oh, you thought I didn't know about that, Gabriel. Well, I do. Yes, I do. No! Let go of me again! That rope! Help! Help somebody!
It will be done in a minute.
Done? No. You'll never be free of me. As long as you live.
The cat saw everything with its yellow eyes. The cat saw me take her body to the tomb I'd made in the wall. The cat saw me place her there and carefully seal it up. I worked quickly, skillfully, with infinite care. First the bricks, one on top of the other, then the plaster. Then the wallpaper to match the rest of the room. That wasn't very difficult. In a short time, it was done. I was free. All I had to do now was to go to the police and report her missing. It was even simpler than I thought. I put on the coat. I was about to open the front door when I heard it for the first time. I thought it must be my imagination. I listened carefully. I rushed to the wall, put my ear to it. What I heard made icy perspiration ooze out of every pore of my body. The wail was coming from the wall. It was like the insane shriek of some creature of another world. Was she alive in there? She couldn't be. She was dead. I knew she was dead. And yet I heard her voice wailing. I could swear it was her voice. I couldn't go out as I'd planned. What if someone else should hear it? Would they go to the wall? Investigate? The doorbell. Oh, it couldn't be at this hour. It couldn't be, but... But it was. I had to risk everything and answer it.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Mr. Hornell.
It was Patrolman Cleary. He was the officer on the beat. He was blue with cold.
I was passing by and I saw the lights on. I peeked in the window.
You looked in?
Yes. Since you were still up, I thought I'd ring. It's a bit of cold out tonight and I'd like to warm these old bones for a minute.
Oh, yes, of course, Cleary. Don't stand there in the door, man. Come in.
Thank you. I see you got your coat on, Mr. O'Neill. Just got in?
Only a few moments ago. As a matter of fact, I was going to see you.
See me?
Why, yes. It's about my wife.
Hi, something wrong?
I hope not. I was out all evening. When I got home, she was gone.
That's not like her, Mr. O'Neill.
No, it isn't. Was she alone all evening?
Yes, at least I think she was.
You know, she hasn't been feeling very well lately, and I hate to think it possible, but she may have destroyed herself.
Mrs. O'Neill? No, she wasn't the sort.
Oh, she was ill, terribly ill. I tried to keep it secret until she recovered, but the doctors knew.
Insane?
Yes. Don't you see? The river.
I'd better get back to the precinct and report this. You'd better come with me. Missing Persons Bureau will... Hey, Mr. O'Neill.
Yes?
You must be mistaken. Isn't that her?
That isn't a woman.
But of course it is. She's coming from that room there. Well, sure, it's your wife. I know her voice, and she sounds like she's in pain.
But it can't be. There's no one in that room.
But she wants to come in the back way. Come, I'll show you.
No, don't go in.
What?
Nothing. There. You can see for yourself there's no one here.
No one. Could have sworn your wife was in this room.
Well, how'd you like to live in a house with wailing walls? Well, one thing you have to admit, things aren't so very dead in the Hornell Mansion. Or are they? Oh, let's hear the second act of Inner Sanctum. We continue with a strange letter left by Gabriel Hornell.
Thierry watched in silent fascination as the cat screamed and leaped against the wall. Would he notice the new wallpaper in the dim light? Suddenly, the policeman turned to me.
Yes, I guess that noise is only the wind. Strange how like a wailing woman it can sound, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'll be leaving now. I guess it'll be all right for you to stay here. I'll make a report at headquarters about your wife.
It's very good of you, Cleary.
If she turns up, you let us know?
Yes, I'll let you know.
Good night, Mr. O'Neill.
Good night. He left. I locked the door and came back to the room where my wife was entombed. Was she still alive inside the hollow of that wall? I listened all that night. The wailing rose to a high, insane shriek, and then towards morning, it began to grow weaker, as though she were losing strength, and it seemed to die. The cat crept away. There was a merciful silence in the house. She was dead. She had to be by now. I sank down onto the sofa into a feverish sleep. Somewhere a bell was tolling, calling the mourners to the grave. Suddenly I sat bolt upright, shaking, trembling. Oh, I'd been dreaming. The front doorbell was ringing. It was night again. How long had I slept? The house was silent. Oh, there was nothing to fear now. I ran to the door, opened it.
Hiya, kiddo.
Dorothy.
Well, are you going to keep me out here in the cold?
No. Come in. I haven't been feeling well, Dorothy.
Is that why you forgot our date tonight?
I must have overslept. What time is it?
10 o'clock.
10? I must have slept clear through the day.
Well, aren't you glad to see me?
Glad? Why, yes, it's a delightful surprise.
Well, that's more like you. Come here, kiddo. You've got the blues, but Dorothy will wipe them away. Give us a kiss. What's that?
Just the wind.
Oh, no, it can't be the wind.
This is a very old house, Dorothy. You sometimes hear strange noises.
Oh, I've never heard anything like that before. Sounds human.
Oh. She's still alive. Even after 24 hours. Suddenly I realized that the doorbell was ringing again. There was a large pair of wooden sliding panel doors between the room that we were in and the vestibule that led to the street. I wasn't going to take any more chances.
Is someone at the door gate.
Yes. You wait here, Dorothy.
What are you doing?
Closing these doors.
Why?
I'd advise you not to ask too many questions. Evening, Mr. O'Neill. Officer Cleary. Who are those men with you?
They... got something to show you, Mr. O'Neill. You'd better brace yourself. It's not going to be pleasant. All right, bring it in, boys. You can put it over there.
What?
What is it? It's a body. A woman. Just fished out of the river right near here. She can't be dead more than 24 hours. My wife? That's hard to say. You see, the body got caught in the propeller of a boat. It's not easy to recognize it. Unless it was examined by someone who knew her very well. Like yourself, of course. Let me see it. Take away the burner. Look, Mr. O'Neill. I know. It's pretty bad. Is it your wife?
Agnes? Yes. Yes, of course. It's her.
You're sure now?
Yes, I'm sure. Positive.
All right, boys. Take it away. You can stay here, Mr. Arnett. I'll take care of everything down at headquarters. Good night.
Good night, Cleary. Luck, fate, whatever it is that seemed to control men's lives was playing directly into my hands. They'd never investigate now. The nightmare was over. This time I was really free. Suddenly, the panel door opened. Dorothy was standing there, a curious smile on her lips.
I heard everything, kiddo.
You did?
So you were married.
No longer, Dorothy. My wife died. Suicide.
So I heard.
Now everything will be quite all right and we can get married in a few weeks. We'll have money, lots of money.
You left you plenty, eh?
She was very wealthy.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nothing? I see what happens to your face when you hear that wail. Did you kill her?
What are you talking about?
Did you murder her?
You heard what he said. She was found in the river.
You can fool a dumb copper, but you can't fool Dorothy. That wail. Queer. Awfully queer. Look at what that cat's doing, will you? Jumping up on that wall like it's gone crazy. Yes, there's something about that wall. That's what the cat's trying to tell me. Something about the wall.
You better stay away from there, Dorothy.
I'm going to find out something.
Yeah, but
I'm
looking down.
Not till I'm done with it, kiddo.
What are you doing there?
I'm going to break through that wall.
You crazy fool, stop it.
No!
Here! Give me that thing.
You're too late, Gabe. I've broken a hole through and I'm going to look.
Now you've seen.
Yes. It's a hand. A hand of a woman. It's her. Your wife.
Yes, Dorothy.
You murdered her.
Yes.
Well, ain't you the kid?
What are you going to do about it?
What do you think? I want money. Lots of... That rope.
Yes. This rope. It leaves no telltale traces.
Oh, no, kid. Didn't you get it? It was all a joke. No, don't come any closer.
Don't scream, Dorothy. It won't do you any good.
Kid, listen to me. I don't want a cent. Not one penny. I love you. I love you, I tell you. I'll keep your secret. I'll do anything you want. Anything. That rope. Take it away from my neck. Don't give it to them, Kevin. Don't break it.
She was dead. I took her body, put it in an old trunk in the storeroom of the cellar. I had to think of some plan, some way to get rid of those bodies. In my confusion, there was only one thing that I was certain of. I must never leave the house, not even for a minute. I never did. At night, I would sit there, listening. Then it would come, the wail in the wall. I knew that after a week she couldn't be alive. What made the wail? Plans?
I thought of a thousand plans, but all of them would mean that I had to leave the house, and if I left, someone would hear the wail and find out, just as Dorothy did. Fire. Yes, fire. That would do it. The idea danced like a flame in my mind. But no, no. They discovered charred bones of the skeletons and other wreckage. No, it wouldn't be worth it. The only way I could be safe was to stay there in the house. I stayed. I, who had risked everything for freedom. One day, the doorbell tinkled. I opened it.
Mr. Harnell?
Yes?
I'm Mr. Crawford from the bank. May I come in?
Just in here, in the vestibule.
We've written to you a dozen times, but you've never replied.
What do you want?
Well, Mr. Harnell, you may not realize it, but you've overdrawn your account. The money your wife left is gone.
Gone? So short a time?
So short? Why, she died 40 years ago.
40? It seems only yesterday.
We've been investigating. Even the grocer who used to supply your food no longer will extend you credit.
Well, what do you want with me? I'm not starving.
If you'd see your face, you'd realize that you are, Mr. Harnell. Now, if you'll only be reasonable, we can see to it that you get $250,000.
A quarter of a million? How?
By selling this house. It's become very valuable.
No. You get out of here. Get out.
But, Mr. Harnell...
Get out!
Very well.
He was right. I was starving. That night, when I heard the wailing begin again, I came to a decision. I had spent 40 years in the house. More punishment than criminals receive who've committed even worse crimes than mine. I'd take a chance. I opened the wall I'd sealed up 40 years ago. She was still there. But the wailing continued. Why? Why? I looked into the tomb I made for, and then I saw it. I saw this thing that had ruined my life. It was a tiny hole in the outside wall that I'd made when I first broke it open. The wind rushed through and made that horrible wail. What was the use? I took a match out of my pocket. I set its flame to the curtains. In a moment, the place would be an inferno. I decided to stay. I wanted to perish with the house. In death, at least I did for it. But even then, freedom was denied me. They rescued me, brought me to this hospital. I had the nurse make inquiries from the police. She told me.
No, there was nothing unusual found among the ashes. Everything was burned to a fine powder.
If I had only set fire to the house 40 years ago. But no matter. The window is open. And it's 18 stories to the ground. I will soon be free.
Meow!
Everybody's dead but the cat. We overlooked him because we couldn't find him. I'm sorry that that wall made such an unpleasant noise, such a tuneless wailing. We tried to teach it to whistle the new Lipton tea jingle, but we didn't have time, eh, Mary?
Now, you just stop teasing me, because I'm not going to talk about the Lipton jingle now.
Well, there you go, the wailing wall from the Inner Sanctum with Boris Karloff. Riveting, I hope. It's 10:03. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, and this is the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. This is Can't Stop the Music. We're doing our Halloween extravaganza for the next hour. We started with that radio show, vintage radio show, and we're going to work our way through some Halloween spooks. But first, a public service announcement.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Home fires are a threat after a natural disaster, and fire trucks may have trouble getting to your home. If the power is out, use flashlights or other battery-powered lights if possible, instead of candles. If you must use them, place candles in safe holders away from anything that could catch fire. Never leave a burning candle unattended. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
Well, and I also want to remind you that you want to crank it up to 11. WRIR is bringing Harry Shearer to Richmond. The comic personality and host of the show will appear at the Bird Theater. Mr. Shearer will talk, answer questions, and if that's not enough, screen his now classic film, This is Spinal Tap. An Afternoon with Harry Shearer is Sunday, November 22nd, and you can get tickets by going to WRIR.org, and I will definitely see you there. Harry Shearer is one of my idols, and I always tune into the show Mondays at 10 o'clock. It's a... Okay, well, we're going to continue along Lambert Hendricks and Ross and Halloween Spooks.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are going to happen. That the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
Thank you. that nobody knew was Rip, Rip, Rip and Ram. Swinging at the seance, black coat, swinging at the seance, blue note. While the trumpet could have won a cup, it's jiving broke the sound.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington.
Now WRC Radio presents some Halloween tips, do's and don'ts for Halloween. And here's our WRC Halloween expert, Jack O'Lantern.
Hey, thank you very much, Willard Scott. And now, here's Jack O'Lantern's don'ts for Halloween. Item 1, don't sing Christmas carols on Halloween. It's not the appropriate season of the year. Item 2, don't have turkey and dressing for Halloween dinner because it's not the proper holiday for that. And finally, if you want to meet a couple of spooks, then by all means, listen to the Joy Boys on Halloween night. Boy, they're the weirdest guys you ever saw in your life.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, a Brubeck, Shearing, modern jazz quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Before that was The Vampires of Dartmoor. That was a very popular giveaway CD during the fun drive. And you know why. Before that, Bob McFadden and Door with the Mummy. Promo there for the Joy Boys, which is not something we're going to be running on our radio station, but that is Willard Scott from before he was Willard Scott, when he was just another schlub on the radio promoting their Halloween special. Ardeen Taylor, with There's a Ghost in My House, the Moonrays swinging at the Seance, and we started out with my favorite Halloween song from Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, Halloween Spooks. It is 10:18. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. If you have something nice to say, give me a call at 804 949-9737. That is the studio phone. If you still want to donate, you can go to the website, wrir.org. But there are many other pleasures there at the website, including the post for the show and some amusing videos that you can enjoy in addition to the next 40 minutes of Can't Stop the Music. So to continue, we are going to pick up with another one of my favorites, Sheldon Allman and Extrasensory Perception.
We've got extrasensory perception. It makes our love unique. There isn't any doubt or question when into your mind I can peek. Not with extrasensory perception, our love will grow and grow. You won't have to worry or wonder. Just look in my head and you'll know. You'll know the secrets that are in my heart. You'll know the reason and the rhyme. We'll be together when we're far apart. Baby, you'll be with me all the time. With extrasensory perception, our love will be refined. Since our affair had its inception, I can't get you out of my mind. There is no chance of a deception. How dull it's gonna be. Let's go find two normal people. Baby, stop thinking at me.
What was that you thought?
Let me tell you of my sad romance. Now I flew, down to Miami. No plane, just bat wing, mind you. I met a girl. A girl, mind you, named Sammy. Oh, that moonlit night. I held her tight. Too tight. I squeezed and I squeezed some more till she couldn't breathe no more. I had to
hurry, hurry, baby.
Baby, 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 must dispose of the body.
Hurry, hurry, baby.
No pompous neckties around here. So the fuzz would know what was. I'll,
hurry, hurry, baby.
Hurry, baby, hurry, baby. I'll just make a little hole in the sand here for you, my dear. There you are now. Oh, put your little leg in there. Oh, I forgot. I've got to push it in myself, don't I? Oh, dear me. I hit every beach up and down there on Florida in Miami. But the waves, the confounded waves kept washing back, Sammy, baby. Oh, why? Oh, why? Did she have to up and die? I said, hey, ghoul, I love you. Now look what I got to do. I got you.
We had to hurry.
I gotta dispose of the body all day long.
Hurry, hurry, baby.
Have to find a new live one somewhere around here. Hey, you, what are you doing tonight there? So the fuzz wouldn't know what was. I'll
hurry, hurry, baby.
I'll just be shoveling you off, my dear, if you'll pardon the expression. Get back down in there. What do you think this is anyway? Some kind of a crazy game, my dear? Whoops, here comes another wave. I'll see you later. Whatever you are.
Spending the night in a Port Costa whorehouse, playing all night guitars for the ghosts of the whores. Margaret come to me on ethereal strings, and she asked me to pick her one more. So I reached in my bag all the way down to the bottom, and I pulled out the rose of Tralee. And she smiled with her cobwebby eyes and allowed me to lay down beside her for free. She's a ghost of a whore, she's a gal I adore. She's a long way from the Emerald Isle. And the sailors come in on the rain and the wind just to bask in her beauty a while. Now the warehouse cafe is a good place to play for a troubadour trained in the ways of the world. It's packed in with bikers and stoners and locals and the world's most beautiful girl. But when the girls that smile on you, that you wish would pile on you, disappear like the face on the moon, there's a sweet apparition to ease your position in a red velvet wallpapered room. Ghost of a whore, she's a gal I adore. She's a long way from the Emerald Isle. And the sailors come in on the rain and the wind just to bask in her beauty a while. Does she dream little girl dreams about horses and sunflowers drifting and dancing on a carnival breeze? Does she miss the green rolling fields of Clare County when she bends to get down on her knees? Does she think I'm above her? Does she know that I love her? Cut my heart, let her crawl right inside. And I'll carry her there and she'll rest unaware as forever together we ride. Ghost of a whore, she's a gal I adore. She's a long way from the Emerald Isle. And the sailors come in on the rain and the wind just to bask in her beauty a while. She's a ghost of a whore, she's a gal I adore. She's a long way from the Emerald Isle. And the sailors come in on the rain and the wind just to bask in her beauty a while. Spending the night in a Port Costa whorehouse, playing all night guitars for the ghosts of the whores.
Because their threat is in their own house. The devil is right
diablo,
at home. The devil himself is right in the
ayer
house.
Vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
Ayer estuvo el diablo
yesterday,
aquí.
The devil came here. Right here.
En este mismo lugar.
Right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa donde me ha tocado hablar.
This table that I am
ayer,
now standing in front of.
Señoras, señores,
yesterday, ladies and gentlemen,
tribuna,
from this rostrum,
el señor presidente de los
the president
Unidos, aquí,
of
lo llamo
the
el
United
Diablo,
States, the gentleman to whom I refer as the devil,
vino aquí,
came here
hablando como dueño del mundo,
talking as if he owned the world.
Como dueño del mundo.
Truly, as the owner of the world.
Un psiquiatra no estaría de más.
I think we could call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States.
Como vocero del imperialismo vino a dar
as the spokesman of imperialism, he came to share his nostrums
para tratar de mantener el actual esquema de dominación,
preserve the current pattern of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the world.
Una película de Alfred Hitchcock,
an Alfred Hitchcock
buena,
movie,
incluso yo propondría
could use it as a scenario. I would even propose a title.
Del diablo.
The Devil's Recipe.
Es decir,
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. and chase it down out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
What a jumbie jamboree took place in a Kingston cemetery. Oh, what a jumbie jamboree took place in a Kingston cemetery. Jumbies from all parts of the island, some of them is great Calypsonian. Since this is on this carnival, them go together in Bacchanal. So what they singing?
Back to back, belly to belly, yes I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbie jamboree. So hit the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly, yes I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbie jamboree. Jumbie won't behave. Look how she jumping from the grave. In one hand she holding quarter rum, next hand she beating Congo drum. The lead singer start to make a rhyme, while the jumbies knock them bones in time. One bystander had this to say, it was a trip to see the jumbie break away. So what they singing? Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, yeah, the jumbie jamboree. So hit the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly, yeah, I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, yeah, the jumbie jamboree. Things are getting sweet. To the bystander, watch the jumbie pee. The jumbie
shift finger to all. Say, Mr. Take care, you must be gone. The funniest thing you ever seen. A jumbi in the selfish and a key. Me never see more coffee or ginger milk. Before they were the jumbis here last year. So what is singing? Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a jam. I'm dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbi jamboree. So hit the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a jam. I'm dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbi jamboree. So hit the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbi jamboree. So hit the chorus. Back to back, belly to belly, and I don't care a jam. I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly, are the jumbi jamboree.
Rukumbi. Rukumbi. One night I took a chance and I went to a voodoo dance. I was looking for new romance, that's why I went to the voodoo dance. The high priest looked very mean when he appeared upon the scene. Made a motion to me and they began the ceremony. And what the song was, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Sela, Roko, 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 Korumbe, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Sela, Atamashi, Aroma, Selma, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Sela, Lekula, Leklaki, Selma, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Sela. I don't know how it happened, folks. I was so really frightened. The high priest had me dread, for he let a black goat walk without a head. And there was an old lady living in a tomb with 10 zombies. She had a calabash in her hand, pouring snake oil and a voodoo man. Now what his song was, Rukumbe, Rukumbe. She aroma is Selma. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. Lekula, Lekula, Selma. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. One of the members, she carried a lamb to the slaughter. The witch doctor wasn't satisfied, and he ordered blackbirds to pick out she eye. What his song was, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma.
Halloween material here at Can't Stop the Music. That was Lord Cobra and the Pan Afro Sounds with Rukumbe. This is kind of the calypso section of our Halloween extravaganza, because what better kind of vibe than a place where they actually do have voodoo and juju and Talk to the Spirits. So King Selawa and the Calypsonians with Jimby Jamboree, his version of that. Max Romeo with I Chase the Devil. Before that, Hugo Chavez with his speech last year to the UN discussing the former President George Bush. Fur Dixon and Steve Werner with Ghost of a Whore, John Zachary with Hurry, Berry, Baby, and Sheldon Allman started us off. It's 10:39. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. As I said, I'm Peace One. You can check my post on the playlist at WRIR.org. And once again, I just want to thank everyone for their show of support and fun company and all the other things that just made WRIR's fun drive a success and a really great party. And all that yummy food from all those great restaurants. It was great all around. So we're going to continue with The Onion.
I'm Gregory Dawson, filling in for Clifford Baines, who is staying off the grid until things cool down. The Halloween season is upon us once again, but with Americans spending an estimated $54 billion this season, many lament that we seem to have lost touch with the true meaning of the holiday. Are they right?
Absolutely. Americans have completely forgotten what Halloween is really about, appeasing evil spirits to ward off sickness and ensure a bountiful harvest.
You know, last Halloween, I asked my nephew, do you know why you wear a costume? And he said, to have fun and get candy.
That is so sad.
He didn't even know that it was to protect his virgin spirit from the wretched dead that roam the earth one night a year to steal souls.
Hey, I hate to say it, but times have changed. And for some people, the emphasis is not on frightening away the demons.
I'm sorry, Duncan, but frightening away demons is a reason for the season.
Listen, I'm not saying that I'm not afraid of ghouls. I'm terrified of them. I'm saying that there is more than one way to celebrate Halloween.
Now, here's something. A recent poll of American fifth graders found that 63% could identify the cartoon character Jack Skellington, while only 14% could identify Algol, the ghoul that dwells in burial grounds.
Oh, that is appalling. Kids being more familiar with a fictional cartoon than a real ghoul.
But when I was a child, our whole family would go down to the public square. We'd get around that ceremonial mound, and we would go sunwise and anti-sunwise. It was a family thing to do.
Oh, and don't forget the traditional Halloween songs, you know, especially So-shoni, lo-noi, hop-tuna, ke-a-gi-ta-gin, hop-tuna.
And then everyone would throw the bones of their slaughtered livestock into the communal bonfire.
Please. Nowadays, most people just go to a butcher, they buy a bag of the pre-cut bones.
Or they pull the artificial bones out of the closet and dust them off.
And that's because for some families, the plastic bones are a time saver.
Come on, the bones, the whole reason behind it is the time spent butchering with the family.
Absolutely. In the town that I live in, we don't even erect an altar anymore where we can torture animals as a warning to the spectral realm.
No, why? But why?
Because someone complained about the howling.
Yes, but the howling is the whole point. How are you going to scare the demons away?
Well, some people get enough out of a 30-minute forest ritual as they do in a four-hour one.
Donning animal skins and dancing around a fire pit is the most important event of the whole holiday.
Not for everyone.
It's a total waste of time.
Not everyone literally believes that phantoms will come and replace their fields with frogs and put a blight upon their house.
I do not want a spate of stillborn birds. Be quiet.
Think about our whales.
The leaf fancy instead of algal, then that's their choice.
You can wish you away to the dark house.
I don't know what you're saying.
Little bite. So I prowled around the empty street till I heard a wild and twangy beat. I shuffled in and gave a yell. Allow me to introduce myself.
Redneck Jack,
direct from Transylvania.
Redneck Jack,
Kentucky, not Romania.
Redneck track is back, we're gonna track you down.
Watch me now. The beer was flowing and the joint was buzzing, and a big-haired gal who resembled my cousin was over in the corner trying to score with my old grave-robbing pal Igor.
Yes, master.
He introduced me to a tasty trucker miss. I said, what's a nice ghoul like you doing in a place like this?
Redneck track.
Direct from Transylvania.
Redneck track.
I got the WrestleMania.
Redneck track is back. I'm gonna track you down.
Igor!
Master?
That mirrored ball is confusing me. These jeans are too tight. I drank her blood till I was full, then lost it all on the mechanical bull. So she left me for Bubba, and they're having a bash, talking NASCAR and trailer trash. So I says to myself, it's no great loss. Her veins had no blood, just barbecue sauce.
Redneck track.
Direct from Transylvania.
Redneck track.
I got the WrestleMania.
Redneck track is back, I'm gonna track you down.
Nice move, Igor.
There you, master. I got more.
I miss her varicose veins.
They're tied into your truck.
She drove a chicken fried steak through my heart. Transylvania truck stop. I'm getting off here.
Matter who brought back what choo-choo had. Hey, move over to the right lane. Here comes Handsome Dick.
I got an alligator claw and some booby toss. So you better do what you know you must. Got a lock of your hair and a bullfrog's eye. If you break my heart, you better say goodbye. I got a Yokomata who brought back what choo-choo had. This Yokomata who brought back what sure is grand. You ever seen Mojo Hand used to be real strong. You kept me straight when you did me wrong. But as time went by, you just got so mean. The Yokomata Uber Bakwa is the thing. Got a Yokomata Uber Bakwa juju hand. This Yokomata Uber Bakwa sure is grand. Makes your eyes look red, your tongue turn green. The strongest mess that you ever seen. Chicks. You better say goodbye. Yokomata Hoover Baka juju hand. This Yokomata Hoover Baka sure is grand. Makes your eyes look red and your tongue turn green. The strongest mess that you ever seen. Ho ho ho. Yokomata time with Uncle Handsome. Yokomata Hoover Baka juju hand.
Once there was an old woman who lived all alone out in the countryside. There are no neighbors nearby, and she had neither dog nor cat. The nearest village was 6 miles away, and the people in the village never paid very much attention to the old lady. As a matter of fact, the only time anyone ever saw her was during the Halloween season, when they would drive out to her place to buy pumpkins, because she grew the biggest pumpkins of anyone in the area. One morning, the old woman went out in the garden to pick string beans. And there, lying in the row next to the beans, she found a skinny toe. She took the skinny toe into the house and placed it in a small box, which she then placed at the back of a closet. The rest of the day passed without event, but that night when she went to bed, the wind began to howl and moan, and away in the distance, she seemed to hear a voice cry out, "Who's got my skinny toe? Who's got my skinny toe?" The wind grew stronger and began to howl around the house, and the old woman pulled the blankets over her head, but the voice seemed to get nearer. "Who's got my skinny toe? Who's got my skinny toe?" The wind now became a gale, and then, as suddenly as it had begun, it stopped. For a moment, all was quiet. And then the voice came again. "Who's got my skinny toe?" The old woman curled up in her bed and hugged the blankets about her. And then she heard the stairs begin to creak as though something or someone was walking up them. The door to the bedroom slowly opened with a creak that sent shudders racing through her. Something seemed to slip through the door and began to creep over the floor. Suddenly, a voice right next to the bed cried out, "Who's got my skinny toe? Who's got my skinny toe?"
You've got it!
What is that?
Silly zombie. Flesh eating is for worms.
You don't have to hit me.
I know how tempting a good piece of meat can be, but trust me, dead things should be buried, not eaten.
Yeah, could you get dinner tonight? I ran into a little glitch.
It's never too late to go vegetarian.
But I ain't superstitious. A black cat just crossed my trail. But I ain't superstitious. A black cat just crossed my trail. Don't sweep with me, ain't no broom, cause I might get put in jail. With my right hand itches, I'm gonna get some money for sure. With my right hand itches, I'm gonna get money for sure. Well, with my left eye jump, somebody got to go. Well, I ain't superstitious, cause I'm that just burned my trail. I ain't superstitious, cause that just burned my trail. Don't sweep me in no broom, cause I might get put in jail.
Superstitious, the Poets. Before that, a scary, spooky story. My skinny toe, you the skinny toe, Handsome Dick Manitoba, covering Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, right? Juju Hand, Dr. Elmo with Redneck Dracula. And we started out with a topical news analysis by The Onion. It's 10:57, I am P. Swan, about to turn it over to Matt with Mixtape, and I saw him load in that cassette. He's almost ready to go, but I'm going to leave you with one more selection. It is the UK Subs with I Walked with a Zombie. That will be my closing shot. There will be many other Halloween shows this week, and people bring out some excellent material, so stay tuned. And thanks for listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I will be back next week with another edition of Can't Stop the Music.